broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth. It's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
Hello again, everybody. This is Mike Salmon, your host of Gwinnett Business Radio, along with my co-host, Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good. I feel like singing Purple Rain by Prince because you are decked out in purple today.
Well, thanks. Radio is a wonderful medium to display that to everybody. I'm trying to feel better because I am battling whatever the crud is that's going around to everybody, and I'm starting to get it, so...
I'm glad you're on that end of the table.
I'll try not to cough into the mic too much.
All right, and stay away from our guests today.
Yes.
We hope they go home healthy.
You know what would help me feel better, Mike? If we had business leaders here in Gwinnett County that we could talk to. Can you arrange that?
I'll see what I can do.
Oh, hey, wait, look. Hey, they're right here.
and let me introduce to you to those business leaders. Joining us from CDI Managed Services is Dom Rainey and Nicole Toptosh. From Vine Branch Designs, we have Leslie Waugh. I'm saying that correctly, right, Leslie?
You got it.
All right. So far, I'm 3 for 3. And joining us from Gold's Gym, our friend Janice Palmer. I get that right?
You did.
4 for 4.
Well done, Mike.
Thank
Stop.
You.
You're ahead of the game.
That's the end of our show today. Thank you for joining us. Our first guest on Gwinnett Business Radio from CDI Managed Services is Dom Rainey and Nicole Toptosh. Dom and Nicole, thank you for joining us today. Talk about CDI Services, what you guys do there, and what your company does.
Thanks, Mike. Very excited to be here. I'm on the sales side of the company. IT Managed Services Consultant is my title. And Nicole?
And I handle all of the marketing at CDI Managed Services as well as oversee the inside sales team.
So what does CDI Managed Services do?
We do a lot. We actually cover the total spectrum of IT services from our main corporate office in New Jersey, handles data center integration and support services, and do it in a very comprehensive manner for larger scale, what we call commercial clients that have over 500 employees. They work heavily in the data sector, in the financial, healthcare, and markets that require high availability data center environments. CDI Managed Services here in Atlanta, we manage all of CDI's corporate's IT managed services solutions, that being break fix, help desk, things like that, remote monitoring and management systems. So we actually are the support services group that deals with our clients' day-to-day pain.
What would you say is your typical client? Who's your typical customer, Dom?
You know, that range is all over the spectrum, Mike. Again, we in our level at CDI Managed Services, we handle small and mid-sized businesses. That's our main focus, and that typically ranges from 10 up to 500 employees. Our sweet spot is typically 20 to 150 employees. Companies that reach a point where they just their relative or their independent IT guy just can't handle their services anymore. So it and then up the ladder, we actually deal with companies that have IT staff, and we augment their staff with specific IT services related to things like managing their assets, the server environments, and handling that for them, because it requires a lot of attention. It requires special tools that we can remotely monitor and manage those services. And we actually we are a watchdog for 24/7 with our network operations center and technical resources.
Got a two-part question for you now. What's maybe new at CDI Services, Managed Services, right now? And what would you say maybe separates you from the competition?
Oh, those are great questions. Wow. It's very exciting. There's a couple of great things going on. The cloud computing has become, the hit word in the market right now. I mean, that's what everybody's excited about, cloud computing. And right now we have a special promotion going on to deals with helping small, mid-sized companies assess their environments to see if they're good candidates for the cloud. So we do free on-site assessments and help them work through the cost factors and all of the technology factors as to whether it would be a good direction for them to go in. Cloud computing basically means you don't have to own your servers anymore. You just plug into our world and you get all the latest and greatest technology for a fractional cost, a minimum cost. So it's a subscription-based type service. And right now we're offering a no-pain, all-gain is what we're calling the marketing program. Nicole has hit that hard on the marketing side. And what it does is if a company lines up for a good candidate for cloud services, we'll help them migrate to our cloud, and we have an option that's a no-cost option. So that can save a company a lot of money. It's thousands and tens of thousands, sometimes dollars, to migrate a company into a cloud environment. And we're offering that at no cost right now.
I know you're in a very competitive field. So what does separate you from maybe some of your competitors out there?
You know, there's a lot of things. We started in this business, launched it in 2002 as a fixed-fee, unlimited support company. And by branding that, what we did was, we approached companies and we actually figured it out as to what it would take to be effective in the market. And so fixed-fee kind of puts the onus on us to do our job right. And there wasn't in the market at that time. We sort of pioneered the fixed fee program in the Atlanta market, and it really put us on the map. The things that separate us, a couple of things are really, from the way I've viewed it, selling in this market for 11 years, it starts at the top with leadership. It starts with the company having the vision and having the leadership to get the company structured properly. It's not an easy task when you're on a fixed fee because we feel the pain too. You know, when the customer's having a problem, we're on the hook. And so the more hours we're spending doing that, it cuts into our cost, into our margins. And so it really sharpens you up. We have a great vice president of operations who's a Six Sigma type guy, and he structured our processes and procedures early on in our company when we had, just 20 to 30 people. And it allows us to be able to scale quickly. The other thing is, of course, the key is the technical resources, the people you hire to get the job done. And I feel that our people are actually a cut above the average in the market. Again, back to our fixed fee model, we can't spend a lot of time on site. We're not on the client's dollar. So hiring the right people is very, very important.
Nicole, talk a little bit from the marketing side of things. Dom mentioned no pain, all gain. Feel free to expand on that a little bit, or just what other marketing roads are you guys taking, specifically here in Gwinnett, if you can touch on that.
Sure. Yes, the no pain, all gain promo is one of our biggest promotions right now. And from a marketing perspective, I utilize a variety of mediums to promote that, as well as our name brand, and increase visibility about our services by hosting various webinars, seminars, expos, also tap into all sorts of social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, print ads, just to name a few. And we also get involved in hosting a lot of networking events, as well as being a part of the chamber here in Gwinnett, which is huge. And it's really a great way for us to get referrals and to meet business owners and key decision makers. We also sponsor community events where we can give back to the community. And one of the recent fundraisers that we just did a month ago was for the Children's Health Care of Atlanta.
So if I'm a typical business owner in Gwinnett County, let's say I've got 20 employees, and I start thinking of the whole concept of IT, where would you guys suggest I start? Where would you suggest I look for my pain? What kind of advice would you give me? Because if I'm a typical business owner in Gwinnett County, at least for me, now maybe I'm not typical, but somebody says IT, and I just think of this huge large, vast land that I know nothing about. So where should I start? What kind of questions should I be asking? What should I be looking for? Where should – maybe I don't even know where my pain is. Talk me through it a little bit.
Sure. I can actually touch on that just a little bit before Dom does. You know, at CDI, we have, bar none, some of the best in the industry in terms of professionals who, on a daily basis, they seek out these C-level individuals at companies in Metro Atlanta as well as in the Northeast. And we ask them, you know, are you happy? You know, are you getting 24/7 support? Are you having any issues regarding data backup and disaster recovery? And, you know, you'd be surprised with the answers that you get, and we discover a lot of pain that way.
Yeah, Nicole, and that's a good point. And, you know, usually business owners know when things aren't right, or they get that intuitive feeling. They've either gotten their business to a level where they've just outgrown the independent or guy or the relative, so to speak, or somebody in the company who's been taking care of their IT. They just can't keep up with the technology. So I would say, you know, give us a call. We'll come out and talk it through and find out if you know, if there are areas of concern. The pressure points are certainly security, data backup, performance, and there are a lot of ways of skinning the cat, so to speak. So let's look at how you're set up currently and if it's the right approach for the business. We don't push technology. We push solutions for the business. So we're looking at what the company's doing, their business objectives and goals, and try to match up technology to meet those goals and objectives of the company so they can grow the company.
We're talking with Dom and Nicole with CDI Managed Services. Nicole, what do you enjoy most about your job?
That's a really great question, Mike. And I say, well, what is there not to like? I pretty much get paid to make friends, whether it's face-to-face or over the phone, while providing a platform for business owners to improve their IT environment by means of our professional services and dedicated staff.
And Dom, I understand you were one of the first employees at CDI Managed Services. What do you enjoy most about what you do on a daily basis?
Well, it's just it's an exciting environment. It's ever-changing. It's very thrilling. The company has made its mark, and, you know, it started out with just me talking to one of my neighbors who had a great business plan and concept and told me about it, and I said, I'll help you get it started on the business development side. And that's just turned into, you know, working with business owners and helping them figure out how they can make great improvements in supporting their environment at a fraction of the cost of hiring IT staff.
Dom, from the sales side, let me just ask a quick question. What you talked about some of the businesses you currently work with. What are some of the other areas of business you guys are looking to get involved in? What are some of the businesses you're targeting right now?
That's right now, we've got a really an exciting thing going on in the company in the not-for-profit sector.
Okay.
It's a business sector that we really sort of just came across by happenstance over the years, and we picked up, you know, several clients. But right now, we've actually gotten to a situation where there are two major significant not-for-profit companies that provide IT services in the not-for-profit sector, and they actually have approached us about taking over that side of the business. What that means to us is one of these groups is in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we have an office, and we're taking on about, and one of them's here in Atlanta, we're taking on about a dozen employees, and we're turning up about 60 new clients. And so we wouldn't be able to – we were picked out of a lot of companies that they interviewed for this task and this relationship. So it's very exciting. I mean, to be able to scale a company like that literally overnight is something of major task, and not just any IT company can do it. So we've got the wherewithal. We can basically handle any size business. It sounds crazy, but we've gotten to that point where we have the technical resources and talents and skill sets that are broad-based, and we just we're looking forward to this challenge, and it's very exciting. We're pushing about a $200 million a year revenue base right now with 175 employees, so we're one of the larger shops in the area.
You've mentioned all the services that you provide. You've mentioned the type of client that you're going after. How do you find new business? How do you go to market?
Well, again, in addition to our different marketing ventures, we do a lot of cold calling, telemarketing, and targeting business owners to get our sales professionals in front of them to do a consultation and also to discuss our products and professional services and to really see where and how we can enhance their network infrastructure and add value.
For those companies that are interested in knowing more about CDI Managed Services, give us all your contact information so they can find out more and reach out to you.
Sure. They can always go to the web. Our website is CDILLC.com. And to reach Dom and I direct to set up an appointment to learn more about our professional services, they can call us directly at 770-542-0059.
Great. Dom Rainey and Nicole Toptish, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you,
Mike. It's great. Steve?
All right, joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from Vine Branch Designs is Leslie Waugh. She's the co-owner of the company. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing good, other than the gremlins in the machine this morning. Other than that, I'm doing great. Talk about Vine Branch Designs and what your company does.
Well, what we do, we really work with small to medium-sized business owners, and we help them to understand what it takes to make their business be mobile. And then we give them the tools in order to execute those. Because, I mean, face it, we're all addicted to our cell phones, right? If you're not on there, you're losing business.
How did you get involved? You know, obviously, you know, becoming a co-owner of a company, starting your new business had to be, you know, very scary. What were you doing previously? What led to where you are today?
Well, that's a great question. We started Vine Branch Designs about 5 years ago. And what led us there, I actually graduated college with my dream job in advertising agency. I thought that was what I was going to be doing forever. And then I found out I was just like bumping heads continuously. What I believed as a Christian just didn't match up with what I was doing at work. And it was just like, I can't do this. And so closed my eyes and walked away from my dream job and realized that God pretty much had a totally different plan, and it's way better working for myself. And the second reason was I just love small businesses, and they get underlined so much at bigger agencies, and, you know, they're especially here in Atlanta, everybody's doing Coke. You know, nobody has time for mom and pop's pizza shop, and we do, and we love it. We love working with small businesses because it, I guess I'm a little homegrown. What can I say?
Absolutely. I've learned a lot about, you know companies doing this show. And in your case, you work with websites. And I understand there's something called a responsive website. Can you explain kind of what that is?
Yeah. Like I said, we help companies make sure that they're ready for this big mobile industry that's kind of come up and taken the world by storm. A responsive website is the smartest website that you can build. It knows basically if you're on a computer, if you're on a tablet, or if you're on a phone. And it conforms your website to make sure that the viewing process for your users is really easy to use. And if you can think about, you know, when you open up your phone, if you've ever gone to a website and you've got to like zoom in like 50 times before you can actually read the words on a page, it's kind of annoying. The responsive website takes care of that. So as soon as I open up your website on my phone, it's nice and easy to read. It makes your pictures fit on my screen. I don't got to scroll left and right. It makes everything nice and easy for your user because people get annoyed and they leave your website, and it increases what's called your bounce rate.
So does this eliminate the need to have multiple websites, one specifically designed for mobile and one specifically designed for computer, and then, oh my goodness, what do we do about the tablet in the middle?
It does. It does. And the big thing is it saves so much money and so much time because you used to have to create one, like you said, create multiple websites, but then you had to manage all the content on all those different multiple websites. So the sites that we build, they're actually WordPress responsive websites. If you update your about page in one, it updates it across the whole gamut. And if a new phone comes out tomorrow with a totally different screen or mini tablets now, that's another one you've got to worry about. You don't have to worry about all of that anymore.
By the way, you said we're all getting addicted. I can stop anytime
anytime you want.
So I challenge that notion. I'll show you my old non-smartphone to prove it. Not to mention the fact that I broke my other one. Anyway, that we're getting. I wanted to ask one question here on your business card. First of all, it's nice to see someone who does branding, who has a wonderful card that kind of makes you look and obviously a nice brand. I wanted to ask about the tagline, the best fruit is out on a limb. Unpack that for me a little bit.
Sure, no problem. We believe that you've got to stretch a little to get to what's best for your company. As a business owner, you know I need to be online. You know, I got to be on Facebook. I'm supposed to have a website and all these things, and you feel like you're pulled in all these different directions. But we know that there's one specific thing that's just going to be a heavy hitter for you. It's going to turn your business and just start making you money, increasing sales, and that's your best fruit. You might have to stretch a little to get there, but if you can get your hands on it, it's golden, and we help you get there.
Talk about what's coming up next. I know if you had your crystal ball, because the technology is changing almost every day, it seems, and now the mobile app is the huge thing. Where does it go from here? Any ideas?
What's next? I think we hear that question a lot. Honestly, mobile's now, but mobile's also next. Apps are pretty much where it's at, and that's really an exciting thing for us, something that we have, a new program, our Vine Branch apps for businesses. Because if you've ever heard someone developing an app, you can spend $50,000, $100,000 just developing an app. But now, as a business owner with us, you can have an app for just $100 a month. People download, I think in the iPhone App Store now, downloads have surpassed 25 billion apps have been downloaded. And that's billion with a B. People spend more time on an app than they do on a website now. I think it's 94 minutes on an app, but only about 64 minutes on a web. So if you think about it, your customer wants ease. They want, if they like you, they want to keep you around. And that's a big thing that has changed. Your customers want you in their space instead of you trying to infiltrate their space.
Are there types of businesses, and we're talking with Leslie Waugh with Vine Branch Designs, are there type of businesses that benefit more with a mobile app than, say, others? And, you know, maybe some companies, a mobile app would not be the proper thing.
Well, personally, I think every single business should have a mobile app. But there are some that in this system really shine. And as much as I think every company should have a mobile app, people ask us all the time, why don't you have one? Apple won't let us because we make apps, and you're not allowed to have an app if you make apps. It's weird. But anyway, some of the companies that are really big on apps, restaurants. Our apps allow you to have a mobile food ordering system. So if I want lunch, I just take out my phone, I order it, and I go pick it up at 12 o'clock. Churches being able to connect with their members after church, you know, during the week, hey, we've got this event tonight, come out, check it out. Service industries where people can request appointment times, reservations. There's just so many things that you really could do. Probably the most exciting thing about having an app is a push notification. So I can send out a note to all of my customers that have my app. You know, whether you have a new promo today or you've got a special that only lasts from 3 to 4 o'clock. And if you tried to do that with text messaging, you could spend almost $200 a month easy just on a text.
If I'm a small business owner and I am coming at this a little bit from square one, you know, and saying, okay, Leslie, here I am, lead me. Where would you start the conversation with a business owner who says, okay, I see what you're saying and I can see your passion and I really have a good feeling you'll be able to help me. Where do you start the conversation with them?
Well, sure. That's actually my job as a brand manager at Vine Branch. I help you to analyze your mobile footprint. Usually we'll start with looking at what you have.
Let's pull up your
not
website.
Much, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Most people have a website. Let's start with that. Let's pull you up on an iPad. Let's pull you up on an iPhone. A big way to know if your company's not mobile ready, you pull up your site on an iPad and it's plain white because it was built in Flash like 6, 7, 10 years ago. That's a big, you know, flashing red light. I need to be mobile ready. And we literally take you through where is your site showing up on Google? Is it showing up on Google? How can you benefit from an app? We're going to show you the different things, particularly in the app system, that you can pull on some of the things I was just talking about and just show you here's where you are, here's where you could be, and here's the benefits to your company.
Is one of the things that maybe sets you apart from some of your worthy competitors out there the fact that you have the ability to kind of show them different steps they can take, the first bite of the elephant that they need to take, and you aren't just coming with one thing. Hey, you got to do this one thing. You're saying, here's where you are, and trust me, the road is 20 miles down where everybody else is, but here's how we can take you, and maybe it's not here. You got to do all of this. You can help them you kind of counsel them through. Is that kind of what sets you apart? And if so, talk what else would set you apart from your competition?
Yeah, definitely. You hit it on the head. We don't just give you a product. Actually, we help you create a system to capitalize on the power of connecting with your your customers through your mobile, you know, your mobile strategy. We create a strategy for you. And like you said, if you've got to eat that elephant one bite at a time, go ahead and eat it as long as you get it done. Right?
Well, and you also said something like, hey, you can do some steps with just $100 a month. You can do mm-hmm. – I mean, I'm sure you'd love to have the company go, I have a huge budget here. Help me. But you also help the, again, small businesses, mom and pop. Here's what I can do. What can you help me with?
Well, actually, all of our different products are set up thinking about the small to medium business owner. It's not going to blow your pocket out of the water. We considered your budget before we created our systems. So we might come in and we might tell you, you know what? You really have to overhaul your website because you are losing business every time someone goes to your website. Look at how horrible, you know, your bounce rates are. People come in, they don't know what to do, they leave. Or we might say, you know what, your website could be better, but let's leave your website alone. Let's get you a mobile app and a mobile website and work it from that way. So we sit down and we create a strategy particularly built on your business and what you need instead of, you know, trying to just sell you a particular product and say, yeah, this is going to save your life and, you know, your business is going to rock with just this one thing. I mean, realistically, there's a lot of different things. Every business owner knows that. There's so many things I need to do. What should I do first? First, take care of your customers. If you can take care of your customers and make it easy for them to love you, they're going to love you.
We're speaking with Leslie Waugh with Vine Branch Designs here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Leslie, if you could give one tip to those business people out there to help increase their sales, what would you tell them?
Engagement, engagement, engagement. Engage your customers.
Wait, the first word was engagement?
Yep.
The second word was engagement.
Engagement.
And the third?
Engagement.
Okay, I missed that one.
Yeah,
okay.
You got it?
I got the first and the third.
Hang on, let Mike finish writing. Okay,
go
ahead.
You got to engage your customers.
What was the word again?
Engagement.
Okay, go ahead. Explain.
If you let your customers walk in, buy something, and walk out, and don't engage them after that, you've lost so much business. You have to create a way for them to be able to share you, tell how great you were. A mobile app is an excellent way to do that. Because you can tell them, hey, it's not going to cost you a dime to put this app on your phone, and you'll be able to stay in touch with us. You get to stay in touch with them, whether it's an email marketing plan, whether it's a mobile app that you create, whether it's social media that you're going to be working on. Create a way for you to reach your customers. You've got to engage them. If you don't, you're going to lose them.
Leslie, Mike and I joke all the time that we're not 60 minutes. We usually provide pretty softball questions. However, I think you've touched on something, and I'm not meaning to surprise you or give you – here comes a little bit of a hard-hitting question. Pretty but you mentioned email marketing. You mentioned getting the mobile apps. One of the things that I think business owners might want to be careful of is not being that business that causes people to go, oh, my Lord, if they send me one more email,
yes.
I'm going to – you know, right? Okay.
Definitely.
So I don't think that's what you're saying.
No.
You're talking about engaging. You're talking mm-hmm. about kind of being a part of their life. So if I'm a business owner, one tip you said was engagement. So let me ask, the next tip is how do you be engaging without
being annoying?
Yeah, yeah. She even knew the question. She's good. Okay, so speak about that a little bit.
Let people ask you. Number one, when I opt into something, think about your own experience when you're thinking about your customers. You're a business owner, but you're someone else's customer. Mm-hmm. You don't like getting 60 emails a day, the stuff you didn't ask for. Don't send 60 emails to people that didn't ask you for it. When you have someone what's called opting into a newsletter, tell them what they're going to expect. Sign up to get SEO and mobile marketing tips and only send them, shocker, SEO and mobile marketing tips. That's a mistake that a lot of business owners make with email. They have a lot going on with their company, and they're like, we're doing this, and we're doing that, and we're doing this, and we're doing that. And your customer's like, I don't care. I didn't ask you about that. Give them what they ask for. Tell them what they're going to expect. Deliver what you're going to expect. A second big thing with email marketing, be consistent, but don't send it too often. Not every day,
right.
Unless you're expected to send it every day. Mm-hmm. If you have someone sign up for daily SEO tips, then guess what? You had better send them something every day because that's what I'm expecting. But if I send my newsletter on Friday mornings, every Friday morning I wake up, I'm expecting to see that email. I get used to it. I'm comfortable with it. I accepted that when I signed up. So just don't surprise people. That's the biggest thing. Same thing goes pretty much across for all marketing. If we don't specialize in social media, but we have social media partners, and they'll tell you the same thing. If you're going to post on Facebook, if you post every hour on the hour, you're just spamming my news feed. Don't be obnoxious. Tell me things that are important and be consistent.
Steven, this lady knows what she's talking about. It's funny, I'm watching Janice over here, and she's shaking her head, yes, yes. Because Janice, you're doing a lot of social marketing now as well, and with things with apps, and so I know you're doing a lot of the things that Leslie's talking about.
We are, and I'm nodding consistently because it really does work. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the push alerts, and for a lot of people that seems like, believe it or not, a foreign concept. They're not really sure of what it is. And a push alert is so simple that the little icons on the top of the smartphones, I'm sorry, Steve, you may not receive these on your phone.
I can stop anytime I want.
But those little icons that pop up there alert our members of something that we want to share with them. And it truly is a good tool to just put out a little blurb, and one sentence is all they want. Inundating them with, you know, 4, 5, 6 sentences is not necessary. They're not going to read it because we are getting things from so many different directions. But a push alert literally puts you in front of their face on that phone, no matter what they're doing, and they get to see that message. It's just very, very valuable tool and part of our app that is
one of the main. And you guys have a great app.
Thank you. Yeah, it was one that that we started at our facility and now is being launched to other gyms around the nation. But it's ours is chocked full of information. So a lot of people don't get through it as much because I tend to include everything. So here, you know, but I don't inundate them with the push alerts. Right. I'll do them once a week. And I set up maybe 4 or 5 and time them, which a lot of business owners don't realize you can do. You don't have to be tied to it.
Yeah. You can set them all up and leave it alone. Sign on, you know, Monday morning for a lot of people, pick a day, pick a time that you're going to do your marketing. Set everything up and walk away. Otherwise, you will be tied to your emails. You'll be tied to your push notifications, and you'll definitely be tied to your social media. Use the tools that allow you to set it and forget it.
And you guide them, correct, with that, and give them strategies to use it. Yes. It does for me. Maybe takes about, I'd say, 30 to 45 minutes, and I plan one day and get all in push alerts set up and, you know, do the Facebook posts. And through, I'm assuming your business does strategize with Facebook and social media as well for businesses conjunction?
We don't specialize in social media. We've got social media partners. So it's just the responsive websites, mobile apps, and SEO.
Excellent.
Hello, Leslie, Janice. Can we have our show back?
It's exciting.
Janice, that was your segment, by the way, so you're done for the day.
Okay, thank you.
We'll get with the Gold's Gym in just a second. Steven, do you have any more questions, or else I'm going to have Leslie explain how all these businesses can get in touch with her?
I think that's a fantastic closing question, Mike.
Leslie, how can all these businesses get in touch with you to find out more about your great company, Vine Branch Designs?
Well, you can find us online at vinebranchdesigns.com.
Oh, you have a website.
We do, and it's responsive.
Is it a responsive? Oh, okay.
It is.
Is that your best fruit out on your limb?
It definitely is.
She not only talks the talk, she walks the walk.
And you can also call us at 678-753-4VBD. That's 678-753-4823.
Leslie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Janice, now it's time for you. Janice Palmer is our friend. She owns Gold's Gym in Swanee/Sugar Hill.
I'm worried that my co-host job has been taken. She did a great job. Those were excellent questions.
And she's nicer to look at as well. You know,
well, you're not saying much there when it comes to me, Mike. Sorry. Again, why am I doing radio?
We're going to do a little case study today, Janice. But before we do that, tell us all about Gold's Gym and promote your business right now.
Well, we are an independent franchise location. One of the misconceptions is that Gold's Gym locations are corporate entities. And that's a bit of an apprehension for a lot of people, because to walk into some place that's unfamiliar and big and scary, especially when you're dealing with something so emotionally based as fitness and health and self-awareness, the fact that we are an independent franchise and privately owned by a couple, my husband and myself, to me is extremely, extremely important. I know Leslie is a member of the Gold's Gym Norcross, and they're also independently owned. They also have three locations, and we all work together as a team collectively. However, we do have different ways of running our business. So our gym is about 35,000 square feet, which if you're really good with dimensions, that probably means a lot to you. Me, I just want to know what it looks like on the inside.
Let me give you a case study, and I'm not sure if I'm a typical example or if I'm out of the norm, but my significant other, Tracy, bought a family membership. So we are members of Gold's Gym there in mm-hmm. Suwannee and Sugar Hill. Tracy, though, comes home, you know, every day she's worn out. She's working long days, up early and working late. And so I don't know if we're typical, but we have a membership and we just rarely, if ever, use it.
Never use it.
What would you tell us to help us get into the, you know, the habit of getting out to Gold's Gym and doing what we need to do?
Well, you said one key word right there, and that was habit. A lot of people put so much pressure on themselves that they have to create a specific pattern. And they have to decide, okay, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to do it every day at 5:30. Or I'm going to go Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6:45 at night. And that's just what I'm going to do. And then it doesn't happen. And what happens at that point is we begin to do negative self-talk. You know, oh, I stink. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, I didn't do it this time. I'll do it next time. So there's a lot of pressure in that word, habit. We're trying to do something a little bit different at our gym with the programs and the way that we educate our members. We're trying to basically give you the tools, teach you to trust us, squeeze them in where you can. Then, because our programs are so addictive in an emotional way, not necessarily a physical way, but in an emotional way, that we provide you an experience that becomes desirable, you then actually want to come back. So you start to shift things around. But the first step is us getting you to trust us to try them. And that's where the apprehension comes in from most people. So even you and I, you know, we've spoken about this problem and that Tracy and you are extremely normal. The problem is most people think that what you're experiencing is isolated to themselves. So we're all telling ourselves, I need to be in the gym 5 days a week or I'm not doing any good. I need to commit to this and I'm bad if I don't. These are all the things that we 100%, well, I'd say 90% of our population repeats over and over and over. And it allows us to not approach what we need to do to become healthy. That we know, I mean, we all know this. We know we need to be eating right. We know we need to be exercising. But quite frankly, it hurts. It's not fun, or at least we perceive it's not fun, you know, yet, until I get a hold of you. but it hurts. Why do you want to do something that hurts, especially when it hurts 2 to 3 days later when, you know, all of those things are very, very normal thoughts. So you guys are normal. You're normal. You are 90% of the population that's out there. You just happen to be in the top percentage because you actually did cross the line. You walked into the doors and you joined the gym. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you joined Tracy up or was it vice versa?
She joined me up this time.
Okay.
So I used to be one that was there every single day, did my, you know, classes and all that. I used to go all the time, but then life got in the way.
Yes. And that's very normal too. You mentioned Tracy works long hours and when she comes home, she's exhausted, which we all know psychologically is a natural occurrence. You work hard, you work long, you put a lot of effort and energy into your career. And you want to go to the gym, you know you need to be there, but oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. I just want to go home and lay on the couch. And exactly.
Bingo.
Yeah. There's a sticker on our door that says showing up is half the battle. And do y'all have that at yours as well? Yes. It was a great campaign that Gold's Corporate did. And showing up is half the battle. Returning is the next step. But that's our job. But what Tracy's experiencing is the motivation, and you, the motivation of relaxing on that couch becomes more fun, more emotionally fulfilling than the fitness. We get in that habit. That's where the negative thing begins. That's where the habit begins, that relaxation on the couch. The only problem is the next morning your energy levels are low. You grab the soda, you grab the chips, you grab the dessert instead of something healthy. And that further compounds that cycle. So what's the answer? Trust your gym. The problem with our industry, and I, I say this a lot, and I hope to put the responsibility back where it belongs, and that is on the owners of the gym. That is on our industry leaders. Not to say don't eat, you know, don't eat bad or don't skip a day or, you know, be at the gym 7 days a week. It is to say, look, you have a tool. You have professionals. I'm not going to design my own app. Not going to do it. I'm not going to do my own IT solution. And by the way, I love the fact that your company was based on policies and processes and the Six Sigma standards. Those are essential in business. And it's what's been missing from our industry for a long time. Our business, our model is based on a lot of those policies and practices. And we implement strategies to get our members to become active. We give them the tools, which are the classes, which are the programs, which are the demos, which is the training, which is the education through our app, which is really cool. And we then engage them and teach them to ask us for questions. So I'm constantly telling Mike, okay, when you and Tracy are ready, we're going to sit down and dissect what's going on in your life. And people feel guilty doing that. They say, oh, gosh, I don't want to bother you, but, you know, I've got this question. Are you kidding me? You're paying me. It's my job. And I'm a little bit in love with my job. Can you tell? You know. So ask. If you belong to a gym, hunt someone down. That's what they're there for. And if they don't stand up and help you, then go to the next person and hold that first person accountable and say, you know what? They didn't really help me. If we start reaching out to our gyms, the ones that you belong to as members, the ones that I've belonged to. I'm an owner by marriage. I've done this by 20 years. My husband did all the backbone work to get this franchise. So I can't claim all of that. But I can tell you I've been a member. I've been an instructor. I've been post-pregnancy and can't get the last 10 off. I've been the 3 months on, 3 months off type of person. I still am. But I found all these little tricks that work, and it's my passion to share with our members. And you'll find those people in your local gym.
Stephen, remember last time we had Janice on, I said she needs to find some passion about what she does? She's obviously still looking, just not there. You know, we've had some conversations. One way or another, she's going to have her own show here.
You need to be passionate about that the way she's passionate about fitness.
And she's not going to have any guests. She doesn't need to.
She doesn't need.
We just turn the mic on and there she goes.
Well, I think one
thing. And we reel her in.
You have to steer
come
me.
Come back. Janice, one thing that comes through so clearly is what you're talking about is that fitness for an individual doesn't need to be individual. That there's open opportunity for relationship. There's opportunity for accountability. There's opportunity for community. There's opportunity for this individual to not have to internalize everything and share it. And it starts with someone they can trust. And so find someone in. I mean, that's I'm just spitting back what you're saying.
No, you're correct,
so now
yes.
I'm wasting your time.
No. You're excellent. You're summarizing it excellent.
But that's really what you're talking about. And would you say the most important thing is to find that first person? Find that first friend or find that first voice that will help you down the path? Is that kind of what you're...
Yes and no.
Okay. Go.
Yes, in the fact that you want to find somebody who you can trust within the industry. What mistake a lot of people make, even my son the other day, he's like, oh, well, this, you know, John mentioned this new muscle protein builder that I want to get because, of course, he wants to put on a little mass being a high schooler. And, you know, and he said it was really good and I haven't tried that yet. Son, your parents own a gym. We have trainers. We have nutritionists. But you know what? John, your junior in high school, said this mass builder is really great. So be careful with the whole friend thing. Finding a friend who you trust to bring you to the gym professionals.
Right.
Do that. Mike knows me. So Steve, you listen to Mike. And Mike can direct you to me. And I can give you the tools.
Right.
So each of us is a forerunner for the next person. It's our job to share our experiences, good, bad, and ugly. And in that, when we share it with other people, be it about our fitness, be it about our self-esteem, be it about our life experiences, our marriage, our spiritual experiences, that's why we're given those. So if we can share those with others, then that trusted friend can bring you to the right professionals, which is the gym industry.
Right.
We're talking with Janice Palmer, the owner of Gold's Gym in Suwannee Sugar Hill. We've had you on before, and we have found out that you are a myth buster.
Yes.
So in just a couple of minutes, we can't go over all the myths, but there is a top 10, and maybe we'll get to the rest of them on a later show. But talk about maybe some of the top myths that are out there right now and bust those myths for us.
Oh, I love this. Breaking stereotypes and busting myths is just, oh, I love it.
See, I throw her the softball, she knocks it out of the park.
One of the main ones is, well, obviously we did talk about the fact of the misconception of habit. You don't need to be in the gym 5 days a week. I mean, I know, isn't that cool? It's like this weight just gets lifted off your shoulder of, really? No, really, you don't have to be. Can you be? Absolutely. If you want to do 30-minute spurts and do it 5 days a week because that's what works for you, excellent. However, when life gets in the way and throws you that curveball and you can't make it in Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. anymore because that worked for you, what do you do? Well, you reach out to those professionals and have them guide you. Well, my schedule changed. This is what it looks like now. What do I do? Well, here, let's put you into this program, this program, and this program. So one of the main myths is actually finding options that are out there. Most gyms are open 6 a.m., 5 a.m. until 10 p.m. at night. Most of them come with complimentary programs. Those complimentary programs are called classes. And that's a scary word for some people, especially men. I can picture Jane Fonda, leg warmers, right? Yeah. Okay, that it doesn't happen anymore. Classes are very co-ed, and they're becoming more co-ed as we educate our members. One of the biggest myths that we have as far as classes is they're for women, and they're not. Classes are based on an appeal to both the male and female populations. We provide strength. We provide cardio. And in those programs, you're going to get a structured environment that's designed in some locations, like the Gold's Gym in Suwannee and Leslie, your club as well, in Norcross and Hamilton Mill in Lawrenceville. Those programs are designed by a national team. So you've got this entire team of developers at Body Training Systems, at our club, and they take 9 months to develop these classes, designed, tested, retested, and then our instructors take about 2 months to deliver that program. So each song that you come into that class and each move that goes along with it has 9 to 12 months of design and development underneath its belt, which most people can't imagine that there's that much activity that goes into the development of the program, that I'm not just going down the road making up my routine going, I think we're going to do 50 jumping jacks today. Yeah. and it's not that case anymore in a lot of the higher level gyms that are bringing in the policies and processes and giving, there's more of a quality control. When you have structure, then you feel success. We see it in school. We see it with kids. It's with us too. We need structure, and classes provide that. So get into classes. They're complimentary. Why not partake in them? Most people go in and hit the treadmill and the elliptical and the bike. Yeah? Everybody that's here? Yes? Because it's familiar.
Guilty.
Yeah, very much. And that's, again, that goes back to one of the things. It's a very normal response. It's comfortable. So when you get into your gym, get into classes. Break a tiny bit out of that comfort zone. Another myth. Let's see. I have to be in the gym doing tons of cardio to see results. We all believe that if you get your heart rate up, then you'll lose weight. Right? Want to know the real truth?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad you asked.
Sorry, I just jumped there.
No, that was excellent. What you actually want to do is you want to build muscle. Crazy, huh? Build muscle, burn fat. Cardio is not key. It's a product of the total result. Building muscle invigorates your body. It establishes, it targets your metabolism. It's like turning on a furnace in your body. And that furnace continues to burn throughout the day. So when you do your cardio, when you do get on the treadmill, or you do decide to go walk with the kids after school because you've already done something strength-based at the gym, you're now burning more calories. I like to use the analogy of a gas stove and an electric stove. and how your pot boils on an electric stove, and you have to physically move it to get it to stop boiling when you're cooking with electric. That's strength training. Cardio is when a gas stove, you turn the flame off, it stops boiling almost immediately. You're done working. So it's extremely simple with a visual like that, that, geez, I want to burn. I want to continue to burn. I want to be sitting on my couch burning. I want to brush my teeth and burn calories. That's strength training. But then it's like, well, what do I do? How do I get that? How many reps do I do? What machine do I use? What order do I use? We go back to the main topic. Go to your gym. Take the classes. Show up. Get into one 60-minute class that's a strength training class. What we do is we highlight ours, and that's something that our gym does alone. But we highlight what's strength and what is cardio. And then we suggest how many to get each week. So for everybody that's listening, for everybody that's here, you should be seeing 2 total body strength training sessions every week. That's it. Start there. Then add in a little bit of cardio. You can do what you want. Cardio is cardio is cardio. Walking, hiking, kickboxing, treadmill, spin class, which, by the way, you can survive. It's okay. You got to just go the first time. cardio is cardio. That comes in later. Do the strength training 2 times a week and start there and go to your gym and say, what do you have for me that's strength training, that's not machine-based, that's not independent, that is accountable, that does have an instructor to answer questions, because that's what they do. They stand around after class and answer questions, just like me.
You make it easy on us because we don't ask questions. We just ask 1 or 2 questions, and there you go. This has been the Janice Palmer Show.
You know, Mike, you really are giving my husband an ego boost here, because, you know, he says I can just take the show and run it, and, you know, and I don't know, you might be confirming a few things.
I think that myth has not been busted. Obviously, there's several other myths we could talk about, so I guess we'll have to have you come back another time to talk about some other myths.
Okay.
Twist your arm. all right, give us your contact information for people that want to find out more about Gold's Gym.
You can find us online at goldsgym.com/SwanneeGA, or you can find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and inside your Google and Android app. Just search for Gold's Gym Swanee, all one word. You can find our gym app inside of there that's specific to our location, which has a bunch of education tools and testimonials and all kinds of great things inside of it.
All right, Janice Palmer with Gold's Gym in Swanee Sugar Hill. Also, our thanks today to Leslie Waugh with Vine Branch Designs and Dom Rainey and Nicole Toptosh with CDI Managed Services. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, when it's working properly, that is, and that you can listen to any of our programs anytime 24/7 by logging on to businessradiox.com. Any parting words, Stephen?
Well, first, I want to say, since I talked to these wonderful business leaders, I feel much better. And, Mike, my new goal is I want to be extremely normal like you.
Yes, I found out today that I'm normal.
No, you're extremely normal.
I found out today I'm extremely normal.
There you go.
Thank you, Stephen. For Stephen, I'm the extremely normal Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.